This is the BBC.
Monday's Scott Mills Daily starts now. On today's show, everything gets a bit honest. After Demi Lovato revealed she used to be a little bit not nice, I revealed that I have a list of not very nice celebrities and you lot want to know who's on it. We imagine what it would be like if Muggy Mike was in Panto, and we call out the Instagram attention seekers. We've all seen them. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Let's speak to Elliot now in Liss. Elliot, all right, boy?
Hello!
Yes. I could have done with you last week. Where were you? Because I know you're a massive fan of the show, but also you would have picked one of my bangers at least over Chris last week.
Yeah, I would have. Just set the score straight.
Yeah,
Yours was a better tune to us.
Had a terrible week.
Well, hang on. Do you mean the Friday one? Because I did have a good week last week. I won 5-0. So, Scott, it could be another week of that.
Yeah, right.
Your song was the Power of the Mud, wasn't it? That wasn't.
I did that one.
I haven't even heard of them. Who?
Oh,
fair enough.
Okay, fair enough. What are you saying about my tune of the week?
Absolutely love it, mate. Massive fan of Marshmallow. Going to see him on Sunday. Saturday, 21st in October in London.
Okay. Have you seen him before?
No, I haven't. I can't wait.
Okay. You do know that he's got a marshmallow on his head?
Yes, yeah. That's so cool.
I mean, even that on itself, I mean, it makes me want to get a ticket immediately.
Oh, yeah, totally, totally. And, I mean, how are we going to be sure that it's him? I suppose it must be. If it's on the post, it must be him.
He's got to take his word for it.
Yeah.
Listen, Elliot, glad you're loving it.
He's already been exposed anyway. Like, everyone already knows who he is, so he's not exactly a secretive person.
Oh, I see. I wasn't aware of that. I wasn't aware everyone knew who he was without the bucket or the marshmallow. Yeah.
I think Sia needs to do that at some point. It's like, just lose the fringe, babe. All right, good to speak to you, Ellie. Love you, bye.
All right, thank you very much.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
You know, Chris, I would like to say what a fantastic diet we've been keeping over the last 3 days. All clean and so healthy.
I wanted us to start a food diary throughout Freshers, just to kind of keep track of some of the wonderful things that we've been eating.
I mean, there was a time, I believe it was in Doncaster, where we stopped at a services. And, we end up wearing the hats from Burger King. That's how much food we had from there. Mm. So that was
an interesting moment because we were both a little bit tired at that point, I think, and we were sat there with crowns on.
Yeah.
Tucking in.
Yeah. I mean, I've not been aware of this before, but the crowns were decorating the whole of, like, the restaurant in there, weren't they, in Doncaster?
Loads of them.
You could help yourself. Normally you have to ask for the crown, don't you?
You say you can help yourself. I got the impression that the staff there weren't too happy with what you... Because you were going around trying on all the crowns.
Yeah, because I've got a massive head.
You can adjust them at the back.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
Oh, right, I thought they were just different sizes.
You looked mad because you were just going around trying on all the crowns.
I was. But nothing says that you're travelling a lot of miles in a car like a warm pasta salad at a service station in Manchester, does it?
Yeah.
Also, we've been trying out a new thing. I believe that when you're, like, in a live situation, like if you're going to see, like, a pop star or anything like that, I believe they can shout absolutely anything and people will cheer.
Yes.
And I wanted to put this to the test at the weekend. So there we were at the University of York on Saturday night, and Karen Harding, the singer, is about to come on. So I'm kind of getting people hyped up for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of standard, like, are you having a good time, York? Who's Freshers here?
And then what kind of shout out was that?
Who's Freshers
here?
And then I decided to put, like, an actual nonsense question in to see if people would cheer. Listen.
Thank you, York, for fantastic evening. Are you excited for her?
Massive cheer. What I actually said there was, are you excited for her there?
Yeah, but everyone cheers it, and this became our new game, didn't it?
Yeah.
Are you excited for her?
I love it.
Then I tried it out again last night at Harper Adams. I was like, Chris, film me. Watch this. Would you like to hear Wahahawa? And they really did want to hear Wahahawa.
Would you like to hear Wahahawa?
I'll start doing this more because people definitely will cheer. Maybe if you were at the either York or Harper Adams gig last night, you're like, what's he on about? But I don't think anyone spotted it. Also, you know how we're trying to make coffee in a roll a thing on this show? So we invite some freshers to just have a coffee and a roll with us, because what a perfect combination before the gig. Happened on Wednesday.
Sounds a bit random, this, right?
It is random.
But people seem to like this.
Yeah, it's just the idea that you can have coffee and a roll. It's quite relaxing. Mm. Anyway, so what I've done now, I've started chucking out rolls at just your standard BAPS at the student gig. So if you got hit by a roll over the weekend, that's why. But people generally loved it.
Yeah.
It was like I was giving them £1,000. I was like, roll, roll. And I was like, yes, I want a roll.
I love the confusion of it all as well, because there are situations where people are looking at you going, why is Scott Mills handing out dry rolls?
Yeah.
Doesn't make much sense.
If you've had a bit to drink, actually quite welcome. Bit of food, you know what I mean? Mm. However, if you've never listened to this show and you're a fresher, you'd be really confused. A few people at the front are like, why has he got a whole load of burger buns in a bag? But I'm going to do it some more.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hi, Steph, who says, I need to come to one of your gigs. I love a roll. Yeah, we get them for free. I just chuck them out.
It's mad. You don't get many pop stars or DJs handing out rolls, do you?
We do it.
That's
right,
the
now.
Difference.
Oliver says, try chucking out Yorkshire puddings. They're brilliant at parties, bite size, and great for throwing with minimal damage.
True.
Yeah, very true. No, Mike in Hull, it doesn't mean you can throw coffee back at me. Absolutely not. It's Scott Mills. Right, so on Friday, I told you that we amazingly had found the cure for the common cold. But to test it out, we had to expose someone to germs first. So we asked a healthy guy named Dale to get closer to his colleague Joe, who was, well, she was proper ill. She had a really, really bad cold. This is what happened. Take a listen.
Yeah, I'll give Joe a high five.
And maybe shake her hands and just congratulate her on doing an amazing job.
Congratulations on your job. You're doing really well.
Keep shaking the hand.
Shake hand.
Keep shaking the hand,
Shake the hand.
Keep shaking.
Okay.
Now put the hand you've just shaken up to your face.
Yep.
The exposure to the germs was, it was really on.
Okay, at this stage, Dale, you are now fully exposed. You are viral.
Yep. Absolutely riddled. So Dale is now infected, and then we could test out the theory. So the theory is, if you sing happy birthday to yourself twice, which is about 20 seconds, that's the amount of time you should be washing your hands to avoid nasty bugs and colds and flu.
Yeah, and I think most of us never really wash our hands for that long.
No.
So it's quite a long time.
But it's the length of happy birthday twice. So we sent him to the bathroom and got him to do that twice while he washed his hands. This is what happened.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Not too fast.
Happy birthday, dear Dale.
Slow down.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Get in there, Dale.
Happy birthday to me.
Every crack.
Happy birthday, dear Dale. Happy birthday to me.
There you go. So, now that you've sung it twice, apparently, according to the thing we've seen, you'll be fine.
Perfect. That's what I needed.
Right, so now Dale, of course, has had the weekend to fester a bit. So let's find out if he's feeling okay. Hi, Dale.
Hello.
So we spoke to you on Friday. How are you feeling?
Really good.
100% fit?
100% fit.
Well, this is great news because, we weren't concerned about you because you obviously washed your hands really well, so we know that you should have been fine, but it's worth checking these things.
Yep, all good.
Have you at any point felt slightly ill? Have you had to, like Bosch Lemsip, that kind of thing?
Nothing in the slightest.
Nothing.
Even though we put you in touch with a highly infected person?
Yep.
Is Jo still ill in your workplace?
She's improving. She's not fully clear yet, but she's getting there.
See, that's foolproof now. 20 seconds, singing happy birthday twice makes you not get a cold or flu. Fact.
I've been telling everyone.
Have you?
Yeah.
I was getting loads of tweets over the weekend from people going, I'm singing happy birthday twice. I think it's actually a very good health message that we're spreading here.
Yeah, this is great, because if no one gets ill, then obviously we won't catch it from anyone as well.
Yeah.
It's kind of everyone working with each other.
Me and Chris were at a service station, one of the many we've been to over the weekend because of Freshers Week, and you made me do it in a toilet at 3 a.m.
Yes.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. But it's kind of weird, but it does work.
Yeah.
It's not as embarrassing as you think.
Okay, Dale, I'm glad you're germ-free.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. BBC
Radio 1. I see that ITV are literally wringing the last few remnants that they can out of Love Island.
Yep.
With Straight Out of Love Island with Chris and Kem
now,
last night.
The thing is, I think everyone can kind of see through this show and see that that's what's happening. Like, it is a tiny bit desperate, but
People will still
watch it. People will still love it. And we really like Chris.
We do.
On this show as well.
And but I know that your girlfriend is a big fan. I saw you, in fact. You don't know this, but I saw you WhatsApp her last night that it was on ITV2. You kind of flagged it up
Why
to
are you
her.
Reading my phone?
I was in the car behind
you. What else
you.
Did you see?
Nothing, just that. But you did tell her to watch it.
Well, you won't have just seen that.
So. No, it was just that.
Right, well...
Oh, no, it's kind of like, love you, see you later, bye. That kind of thing as well.
Bit muggy of you, that.
But sorry, no, I just thought it was just something I saw. I didn't mean to, I wasn't looking on purpose.
But the show is on, and the thing is, the difference between Love Island and this, for me, is that those two guys know how popular Love Island was, and they know the catchphrases that have come from it.
Yeah.
So it maybe isn't quite so natural.
Apparently last night, and this is from Brad in Manchester who watched it, Chris is still persisting with the phrase, a little bit litty, which I think needs to stop now. Do you remember when he did like a message for us in the style of one of the messages he does when he's advertising his PAs in nightclubs?
Yo, it's your parent polar bear from Love Island. My head's gone. Hey, tune in today, everyone. Radio 1, Chris Stark, Scott Mills. It's going to get a little bit litty.
No.
It's going to go off. Make sure you're all there. My G's.
I think I do like him.
I like him.
But
yeah.
I think at the time, a little bit litty, fine. But you just know that in nightclubs up and down the land now, he's like, let's get a little bit litty. Yeah.
It's going to be a bit leave it. My head's gone.
My head's gone. Polar bear, etc.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
A new week where you choose which song out of mine and Chris gets played. That's coming up at 2:40. Quite surprised, but also very, very pleased that all my DJ gigs were pretty well attended over the weekend.
That's good news.
Well, it is good, because sometimes when you turn up, we've said this before, anyway, you know, it depends on what night it is and whether people, you know, when the weather and that. Mm. Sometimes you do get the club owner coming out going, and this happened to me recently. Hello, Scott, nice to meet you. My name's George. I'm not going to lie, it's not busy.
Which is always what you want to hear.
Yeah. But the thing is, trouble is, a rival club, they've got Montana from Love Island down the road.
They've screwed us over.
They're screwing us. Like, was this town supposed to be working together? Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
They've put Montana. Do you know what? It doesn't do anyone any favours.
Yeah, we should all be working together here. I don't know what happened. We flyered it around the town and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But people aren't going out anymore.
Yeah, that's my favourite. People aren't going out anymore. Look, it's fine. It's just, like, obviously this night with me is not that popular. Just be honest.
Yeah.
People aren't going out anymore, but they are. Because I saw, like, loads of people in the rival club just a street away.
Yeah, yeah. And it is disappointingly often a Love Island contestant down the road.
Yeah, they're doing well out of it.
They are. But it's interesting because obviously Love Island's still really big and a lot of them are getting gigs, but there are a lot of them. And... they're slowly starting to fall away, I think. Because Chris and Kem are doing well. They've got a show.
But I want to know.
Amber seems to be doing well.
Yeah. But some of them
are just starting to, it feels to me,
just slip away.
Just kind of falling down a little bit.
Out of our attention, off our radar. But
which is
that
not what we want or anything. I'm just saying it's just what.
But
happens.
That means that surely, and I don't know this, maybe you'll know this if it's happening in your local town, surely some of them are doing Panto.
Great show. And I would love to see that. Do you know who I'd love to... Oh, God, I'm just thinking about it now. Yeah, imagine Muggy Mike in
the Wicked
Panto,
Queen.
But it'll be on the poster. It'll be a villain, won't it? Because Muggy, Captain Hook.
Captain Hook.
So it'll be Muggy Mike. On the poster will be Muggy Mike.
Love
with
Island.
Makeup.
Muggy Mike, but yeah, but with a hook hand.
Yes, so it'll be shirt off, but with a hook for a hand.
Yeah. Coming to Doncaster this Christmas. Book now. If there are any Love Islands in Panto near you, let us know.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Aaron in Manchester, yes?
Yes, speaking. Oi, oi!
Yes, speaking. My mum says that. Yes, speaking. How are you, Aaron?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. How are you, pal?
Yeah, good. What are you doing today?
I'm just working at the moment. Just handed in my notice this morning to start a new job. 2 weeks' time, so I'm buzzing.
So you handed in your notice this morning. You sound like you're kind of happy about it.
I am, mate, believe it or not, very happy about it.
Fair enough.
Okay, so you're going to be pretending to work for the next 2 weeks and then a new job?
Yeah, but don't be telling too many people about that.
No, let's not say where you work or anything because you are skiving. Right, okay, who do you normally choose on the bangers?
Yeah, I usually go for Scott, if I'm honest, mate.
That's all good.
No one says that.
No, that's a good thing. That's good. It's good news for you, Scott, after 5-0 last week.
Well, you know what? You heard this, right, Aaron? I had a terrible week last week. Not one win amongst
them. I did feel sorry for you last week, pal.
Yeah, and then the trousers came down. Luckily, I was wearing my nice pants. Anyway, it's a new week, so here we go. Justin Bieber, As Long As You Love Me. Ooh. I know what you're thinking, it's Justin Bieber, but actually this is an absolute tune.
It is actually a good one of his, isn't it? The noise you just made then, Scott, and the face, it was kind of disgusting.
Who does the rap in the middle? Who?
Big Sean.
It's Big Sean. And it gets faster and faster and faster and faster, and that's the bit I like. Anyway, that's my one.
That's your choice, so you can have my choice today, Aaron, which is this. Got a bit old school.
We're going for the old school.
Yeah, a bit old school. Hips Don't Lie, Shakira
your
and Wyclef. Eamon Holmes' Hips Don't Lie,
no.
Famously.
Because they're new.
New hips, innit?
Got new hips.
He loves them as well.
Yeah? Did you not know that Eamon Holmes has got new hips?
It's a tough one, but I might have to go with Scott there.
I think he's going to go with Scott anyway.
As long as you love me.
Come on, that is a tune. Come on.
It sounds massive, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's Justin Bieber, As Long As You Love Me. Apologies to the weird noise that I made when I was introducing that track as my banger. I don't know what happened there.
Oh, it was gross.
Probably just lack of sleep. But... sorry about that. And there's no need to play it again, though, is there, please?
Okay, sorry.
I don't know. No idea why. Just involuntary noise.
But is that you thinking that you're Justin Bieber or something as it kicks in?
No, it's just like, it's an IGN.
It's a what?
Involuntary gay noise.
That was the noise you just made then, Scott.
And the, have you noticed, I notice I do some of those sometimes?
I know, but I hear it, but it very rarely makes it onto air
It's like when I was asleep in the car at the weekend and we stopped at a service station and I woke up suddenly went,
Oh, yeah.
IGN.
Yeah.
Involuntary gay noise. Scott Mills. Teen Awards is going to be immense this year. What a lineup. You can get tickets now. Radio 1 website has details. Did you hear Demi Lovato on Breakfast this morning? Mm. And I've always liked her, and it was a really kind of, a really candid chat. She kind of really opened up to Grammy all about her new album, Tell Me You Love Me, and there's a documentary that goes with it, which is called Simply Complicated. She's also training as an MMA fighter. There was loads of stuff in the interview. She also said this. Take a listen.
I used to be like a diva, like so difficult to work
with.
Did you? Yes, so mean. Like I was so mean. Like I went through so many assistants and things like that. But you know, now I'm so happy and I have fun with everything that like my schedule can be so crazy and I'll still be in the best mood.
I love the honesty. I think more celebrities need to speak up and go, look, do you know what? I used to be a bit rubbish.
Mm.
Naming no names, but I'm not going to say people now, but I've got a whole list of people that are horrendous.
Yeah.
Maybe on the day that I leave Radio 1,
publish.
I'd be like, right, okay, so here's the list.
And some of them are relatively big, famous pop stars right now, but also some of them are no longer kind of big, famous pop stars, and it's actually a bit embarrassing.
Yeah, but often you find that it's not the massive people that are the problem, it's the people that are kind of on the mid or low level rung of celebrity that are the absolute salads.
Mm. But interesting what she's saying there.
Yeah, but also I know for a fact, I know someone that used to be one of her assistants, and they would definitely vouch for what she just said there.
Yeah.
Because she was fired for not bringing her dressing gown to the room on time.
Your experience of Demi Lovato previously?
Oh no, I'm saying too much now.
Well, be honest. Well, she's been honest. Let's all be honest then.
Right,
she wants an honest discussion.
Yeah, she was for a while, was top of my list.
She was rather frosty.
She was awful.
Yeah.
Honest. Made no eye contact with me at all. Literally just yes or no answers. And I remember bringing my friend in because it was their birthday. And I was like, would you say happy birthday to my friend? And she went, no.
Yeah.
But
that's in the past. That's
in the past.
That's what she's saying.
And I love her honesty about that.
Okay.
And like she's just said on the radio this morning, she was a diva, but now she's all good. And I would like to meet her again now because I think she definitely has changed.
I'll offer up one for the list that we can say now.
Oh, no.
Nicolas Cage.
Oh, what a weirdo.
Oh, my word.
What a weirdo.
When this guy came in, right, he shook Scott's hand barely, like, didn't bother with me, that's fine, whatever. Mm. Came, sat down, didn't really answer any questions, and then at one point, didn't he say he lived in the Bermuda Triangle?
No, I said, so you've got a new house, and I can remember it like it was yesterday, you've got a new house next to Jennifer Aniston. And he went, no, I live in the Bermuda Triangle.
I was like, come on.
What do you say to that? And then literally, without making any eye contact with any of us in the studio, I went, at the end of the interview, Nicolas Cage, thank you very much. At which point he went, threw his headphones down.
Walked out.
And walked out. Like, just towards the door without saying goodbye or even, like looking at us. Just headed straight for the door.
Yeah, he's on the list.
Yeah, he was on the list. Scott Mills. Someone says, Nicolas Cage has no time for idiots, that's why. Yeah, fair point. Liz from Leicester says, does it put you off seeing their films or enjoying their songs if you know that they're a bit mean or a bit horrible? Yes, it does, Liz. But I can't show that on air. It's more than my job's worth.
Loads of people want to know more names on the list. I don't think we should just give them away now.
No, I'll do it on my, like I say, on my last five shows on Radio 1, whenever they will be. I'll release one each day.
But if you would like to know if your favourite pop star or film star is on the list,
just send a text to 81199 and I'll like read out the last three numbers of your phone number
if they're on the list,
and just give you a yes or no
yeah,
answer.
Good idea.
Curtis says, "Read out the list." Someone says, "No, don't play music. More lists. I can't. It's honestly, I would lose my job here." What I could do though is maybe each time I introduce a song by an artist, I tell you if they're on the list. Beyonce, not on the list.
Found the truth beneath your lies.
Actually, really nice. Scott Mills. This feels dangerous to me. I don't know.
Nah, let's just stick with it. Really? What's amazing as well is the different celebs people want to know about. It's quite random.
Yeah, someone wants to know if Fuse ODG is nice. Yes.
Yeah, he is actually really nice.
Let's go through a few just by... I was going to read out the last few digits of your number. 272, not on the list. 259, 100% near the top of the list, like nearly, like probably number one.
Oh, can I add one as well? 309, definitely on the list. 100%.
Who's that?
Sorry?
Who is it?
I'm not...
Okay.
What, do you want me to say?
No, so tell me off air. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
What an idiot. Used to be nice, now an idiot.
Well, the mic's off then, or...?
I hope so. 713, not on the list. 020, not on the list. Actually, lovely. That's Rihanna talking about that. 259, not on the list. So much so, Jay-Z, that when I went to a party, he happened to be there, and my friend Unlucky Gary, while I went to the loo, even though I told him not to, asked for a photo with Jay-Z, which was on his bank card for the next 3 years.
I think what we should do is commit to giving one name from the list before the end of the show, if you're keen.
I'm not keen.
No, come on.
Okay, just one.
Could
okay.
Be fun.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Right, I want to move on now, and I want to play Amazons from Live Lounge, but people keep asking me about the list of nice or not nice celebrities. I can't seem to get away from it. Sophie's like, I'm waiting in my car to hear the next one on the list. I can't get out and go into my house. I'm not going to do any more.
Yeah, do one more. I said one more.
Ollie from Loughborough says, you just played Justin Timberlake, my favourite ever artist. Surely he's not on the not nice celebrities list. Well, he was on the list for a while.
Was he?
Yeah.
You see, I thought he was a nice guy.
Right. It was just only a temporary thing, and I think it was a blip. He was just having a bad day. Probably just got off a flight or something.
Yeah, but it takes one bad day.
Well, that's the thing, and then you're on the list.
If he was asked a salad to you.
And I met him once.
Deserves to be on there.
Met him once. He was amazing. Second time I was told he was ill. I had to wait 8 hours for him while he got better. And then in the paper the next day, it was that he was actually just having dinner with Cameron Diaz. And that's why he was so late. So thanks for that. What an idiot.
So he's on the list.
Third time. Really nice again. So not on the list. Really, really nice bloke. There's definitely some more to be done here, I think, but I just feel like I'm going to get into trouble.
Sorry, so for clarification, is he on the list or not?
No, he's really nice.
As a general perception, is he?
Really, really nice.
Fine.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Alex off of Leeds says, wow, I'm loving Honest October on the show. It's not going to be every day, it just seems to be today. Let's talk about attention seekers on Instagram at the moment. I've just thought of another one. Videos of people doing a handstand. And normally the caption is like, oh, handstand fail. Yeah, but you just want us to see your sexy body, don't you?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Also, Sarah's been on. So her favourite one she's seen on Instagram, it's like cuddles with Barney. someone having a cuddle with their dog, which is cute in that, but I can see your hip and also a little bit of bum cheek there.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Hello, Em. She says, I legit love you and Chris. You crack me up. And even better, you wore my Donald Trump mask on Saturday night at the University of York Freshers Festival. Yes, I did. It seems to be one of those every student event at the moment, and I did get involved. I'm Scott Mills. Right, I really want to play our Freshers game again this week. So if you're up for it, if you're a fresher at uni at the moment, and you think you can get one of your parents involved, then best way to go about it is to send me an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. If you didn't hear it before, this is how the game works. Let's go! Here we are on level one. Jane, Mum, if you get this right, the cuddly pink flamingo goes in the bin.
Excellent.
Talia, what's this flamingo?
It's just my favourite toy, I love it.
Well, that's going to be binned if Jane gets this right, okay?
Gotcha.
If she gets it wrong, I should say this, Talia, you will get sent a crate of cider to share with your new flatmates.
Thank you for that.
So, the contents of your old room at stake at home. Because they're always going to change it into, like, as soon as you leave, they're like, we're making it into a spare room now. Hello, that's my room.
Yeah, or an office. Yeah. It's always, they always threaten being an office. And obviously, you can't take everything to uni and you still want your room to be your room back home.
Yeah, obviously, because you're going to get a lot of time off. You know, you've got your summer holidays and that. Mm. And I want to come back to my room and it's still my room. Oh, you've turned it into an office now. Fantastic. So, it's the contents of your old room at home at stake. But you do get good stuff for your new life at university. Yeah. So then what we do is we put some embarrassing questions to the parent, in this case, Mum Jane. Jane, here's your question. What made Talia wake up racked with regret this week? A, in showing off her twerking skills, she accidentally farted in someone's face. B, she accidentally stripped off ready for bed in the communal corridor, thinking it was her new room.
Yeah.
Or C, she chipped her tooth on the dance floor of Falmouth's premier student nightclub, the Stannery, whilst doing the worm.
Josh, it could be all of them, to be honest.
Oh, it's so embarrassing.
It's great, though, because it gets, it gets her mum having to imagine each one of those situations.
But would Mum Jane answer correctly?
Go for A.
Oh, you're going to go for A?
Okay.
So you think out of all those options, it's most likely that your daughter was twerking and farted in someone's face?
Definitely.
Is it A, showing off her twerking skills and farting in someone's face? Oh, no. It was B.
Oh, no.
She accidentally, accidentally stripped off ready for bed in the communal corridor thinking it was her new room. So, Talia, you get a crate of cider to share with your new flatmates.
Yay!
And the flamingo gets saved. Okay, so it's good stuff for your new life at uni versus old stuff at stake from your old room, which they're probably going to turn into an office anyway. If you're a fresher and you're up for this, email me. Put a phone number on it so we can call you back. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk if you think your mum or dad might also want to take part with you.
Scott Mills.
Hey, teenagers. Can I tell you, the Teen Awards are less than 3 weeks away. So if you haven't got a ticket for the Teen Awards yet, what are you doing with your life, please? Just sit back and evaluate. You can see Liam Payne, like actual in the flesh. And Camila Cabello's going to be there. And the Vamps and Dua Lipa and Rita Ora. They're all going to be at the SSE Arena in Wembley on Sunday, the 22nd of October. I always buy a new outfit for Teen Awards, do you?
Yeah.
Are we going bomber jackets again, are we?
I was talking to Greg about this. I think we're all going to do that. Yeah.
Okay.
That's normal.
Yeah, it's time for us to decide who wins one of the most prestigious awards, Best Single. And we really want to hear what you think about this, so you can vote on the Radio 1 website. Let's find out who is nominated for Best Single.
Best Single.
Yes. Clean Bandit featuring Anne-Marie and Sean Paul, Rockabye. Wild Thoughts, DJ Khaled, Rihanna, Bryson Tiller. Dua Lipa, New Rules. Ed Sheeran, Shape of You. I'm in love with your body. Every day discovering something brand new.
shape of you.
Fonzie, Yankee, Bieber, Despacito. Right, you've got until 5:15 p.m. on Sunday, the 8th of October, so not long left for your vote. Go to the Radio 1 website. You can vote there and you can see the full terms and conditions. If you want to be there yourself, you can still get your ticket to this year's Teen Awards. It's one of the best events we do all year. Honestly, you'll have such a good time. They're also available from the Radio 1 website right now. And find out who wins by listening to the Teen Awards Sunday, the 22nd of October, live on Radio 1. Get your ticket, they're going fast.
Radio 1. Teen Awards. Yeah. BC. Radio 1.
Scott Mills. You got me so.
Ollie Murs wrapped up. People are intrigued by my list that I have today on this very honest show of unpleasant celebrities.
Yes.
One more name on the list. Do I really have to?
Yeah, definitely. We committed one more.
I do have a list of people that, just in my experience, haven't been very nice. Maybe it was just a one-off, but Greg's next. Steve Coogan. Hey!
Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1, or get this podcast from the BBC iPlayer radio app.